Assiniboia, the featured writer at the 3rd Annual Assiniboia and District Historical Museum Author Reading May 15 was Gail M. Smith, reading from her first novel, Thickwood. Smith hails from Clavitt. The book was published by Shadowbox Press and is based on an event the author experienced 10 years prior, on a May-long weekend in the East Block of Grasslands National Park. In the memory, Smith, her husband and granddaughter took a pack trip on horseback and chanced across a wolverine. Coming from the life of an equestrian and community pastures, her novel takes much of its genre from her lifestyle. Before getting into the reading, Smith posed a series of questions to the audience gathered for the afternoon. She asked if anyone there was a writer. Another question asked if the audience was interested in history. A third query asked if anyone had any knowledge of ranching or community pastures. Smith read excerpts featuring each of the characters in her first novel. The 1950s setting is based on an early childhood memory. The main character is a red-haired, fiery-spirited woman named Wilhelmina, whose character's physical traits come from Smith's daughter and granddaughter. Each section revealed another character, and each character in the novel was based on a person in Smith's life. The author talked about a pack trip she took in the rugged country of the Thickwood Hills, gathering some research. She also talked about the Prairie Farm Rehabilitation Association, PFRA, and her research into that program. Talking about her life and education, Smith painted a picture of who she was and where she had come from. A bit more discussion gave details about the writing process and the steps used to put together her story, as well as how to write so the reader enters the story world. The afternoon included snacks and beverages. A dozen or more people gathered to hear the author. After the reading, Smith, her husband, and her secretary, granddaughter, took time to greet the guests as she held a book signing. Copies of the novel are available at the Assiniboia Museum for purchase.